Scott's place wasn't quite the hit it should have been. She just shrugged. Well, seems many disagree, wanting 3 pages of the same old mediocre variety compared to Dad's barbecue. They don't get that he knows meat better than anyone in the country. If it keeps up, Dad is talking about cutting back on my hours. But enough about my woes, since this should teach me to get up off my hiney and figure out something else. Do you think I'd have a chance as an airline stewardess jet-setting off to all kinds of exotic locations? She stared up at him, and the expression on her face was priceless as she batted her lashes. Danny took her in. At 5'1 or 2 tops, she was tiny. He could picture those in the trade, and he just couldn't see her in one of those pantsuits or skirts. All he could imagine was her smart mouth as she jumped up to try to reach the overheads and tossed old guys bags of nuts. He had to shake his head before she nudged him, gave him a haughty smile and winked, showing her bottom 2 teeth. Crooked. The same slight crossover she'd had since they were kids. "I'm kidding," she said. "Geez, you should see your face. You know, you could at least pretend I'd rock at it." "You want me to lie?" he said and took a poke in the ribs from her. "Hey, seriously, be nice," she replied. He had to laugh. "You know you can be anything you want. Maybe it's time for you to figure out what you want to do. Go back to school." She was already shaking her head. "I'm not the brainiac you are. You know that. I barely passed high school. You know how I struggled with every class, including gym, which I failed miserably. I was the one who never got picked for anything, as I couldn't run, catch, or fetch. With my grades, a scholarship was never in the cards. And you know my parents didn't have savings put away for post-secondary. I suppose I could get a student loan, but then I don't have a clue what for, so in all, it seems kind of a waste of time and money, don't you think? And don't suggest pre-law like you," she added. Danny took in her big eyes, the humor that was always poking him, and the fact that she'd never let a moment slip without pointing out how smart he was. The fact was that school and learning came easy for him, always had. But he remembered how painful school had been for Evie. Everything he aced, she struggled to get. But every smart mouth comment she dished out had been a source of amusement for him. "Yeah, but you have the skill of managing idiots," Danny said. "That alone should get you..." He stopped and took in the way she was staring at him. "Come on, Evie. Seriously. Even in school, you were always quick with a comeback and a dash of sarcasm. You'd be great dealing with people." She sighed as she hung up the oiled bridle and reached in the bin to grab another. "Well, you ever thought that maybe I'm just not comfortable in front of people? I'm just not willing to ignore and excuse idiotic behavior like everyone else does." Just then, he heard a car and glanced back to take in his dad's pickup, shiny and black and fairly new. He watched as his mom and dad got out. He could hear them talking and laughing. "Hey, Evie," his mom called out and waved. "Hi, Miss Friesen." He knew his mom had always liked Evie, having often pulled her aside for tea when she and Danny were kids. His dad had teased it was the closest his mom would get to having a daughter. Not that there was anything between Danny and Evie. There never would be. She was his friend, and that was all he saw her as, and she him.
"Evie, I see Danny roped you in to help him clean the tact," his dad said as he stepped into the barn.
His dark hair was short, and he pressed his cowboy hat to his head. His jeans were new and clean, and his gray t-shirt pulled at his wide chest. His dad's barn now had 8 stalls and was heated, with an enclosed riding ring and viewing room parents could sit in and watch after they dropped off their kids.
"Ah, you know I don't mind," Evie replied.
Danny took in the way his dad was watching him. And then her.
"You two heading out for a ride today?"
his dad asked. He knew his dad would have loved to have saddled up and taken off into the hills, but his mom had roped him into errands with her, and then there was the chore of looking out after his brothers, Mark and Christopher, both off doing, he didn't have a clue what.
"Just got back from one when Evie drove in," Danny said as he heard music in another car.
The music grew louder, as a red, flashy Mustang